As the Bnei Yisrael are about to leave Egypt, Moshe tells them that in Perek Yud-Gimel, that when they come to Eretz Canaan, that they're going to do the Avodah, they'll do the ritual service of Pesach. And in Perek Yud-Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Moshe says that Shiva Shem Tochal Matzos, Yom HaShivi Chag LaShem, you're going to eat matzah for 7 days. You're not going to have chametz, you're going to eat matzah. You're going to tell your children on that day, saying, "Bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeis mitzrayim." So, what does that mean exactly? Bavur ze. So, what's the bavur and what's the ze? So, bavur can either mean because of, or it can mean so that. And what's the zeh? Bavur zeh. What's the zeh? Is the zeh referred to the miracles or the mitzvos of the night of Pesach? So let's begin by studying two contrasting approaches. The first approach can be found within the Rashbam and even the Ramban. The Rashbam says, Bavur zeh, sho'asa Hashem li, nisim b'mitzrayim, ani oved avodah zos. That the Zeh refers to the miracles. Bavur, because of Zeh, because of the miracles that Hashem, because that Hashem performed for me these miracles, right? Bavur Zeh, because of this, the miracles that Hashem did for me when I left Mitzrayim, so that's why I'm doing the Avodah. So we got the Bincha B'yom Hu'le Mor, you can tell your children as you're doing the mitzvos. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing these mitzvos the night of Pesach? Because of this, because of these miracles that Hashem did to me when I left Egypt. Now, the Ramban just points out that Bavur zeh asa Hashem li, Bavur zeh she'asa Hashem li. So Ramban just points out that it might have been better to say in the Torah, Bavur zeh she'asa, because of this miracle or because of these miracles that Hashem she'asa. But he points out that other times in the Torah, for example, "Vodata lahem es haderech yelchu bo," that later on in Perek Yud Ches, Patsuk Ches, in Sefer Shmos, so there, Hashem says, "And you will tell them the way yelchu bo." It should say "she yelchu bo," but sometimes the Torah doesn't have the letter "she" before the word, and that's it's. But it still means that. So that's one approach. One approach again, the Rashbam, the Ramban, that we're going to do the Avodah, we'll do the ritual service on Pesach. Your kid's going to ask, why are you doing this? And you will tell them, I'm doing this. I'm doing these miracles, I'm doing these mitzvahs because of the miracles that Hashem performed for me when I left Egypt. The Mechilta, which is famous probably for what we say in the Haggadah, we see, Bavur zeh asa Hashem li. I'm sorry, V'igat lebincha, Shomei ani me'rosh chodesh. I might have thought that I should start telling over the story from Rosh Chodesh. Tam lomar, comes the pasuk and says, B'yomahu, V'igat lebincha, B'yomahu, on that day. Iba yomahu, if the Torah just said that day, Yachim bod yom, maybe it's the thing that we should tell on that day when we bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th. Tam lomar, Bavur zeh, B'sha shesh matzah mar munam lefanecha. Bavur zeh, because of, or maybe so that, Zeh refers to the matzah and the maror. Zeh refers to these mitzvos. So what does this mean? Bavur zeh, says Rashi. Bavur she'akayem mitzvosav, could go on Pesach matzah maror halalu. So bavur actually means so that I will fulfill his mitzvos. In other words, according to Rashi, when our children see us performing the mitzvos on the night of the Seder, you should tell your children, saying what? Bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, so that I can perform these mitzvos. That's why Hashem did all these miracles when I left Egypt. The zeh refers to the mitzvos. That whole purpose of b'tzeis Mitzrayim is so that I will perform these mitzvos. Now, the Ibn Ezra has a slightly different version, but it's almost the same. He just says that Bavur Zeh means Bavur Zos HaAvodah Shu Achilas Matzah V'lo Yochel Chametz, that because of this Avodah, which is eating the matzah and not eating the chametz, Shu Tchilas HaMitzah Shetziv V'lo Hashem, These are the first mitzvahs Hashem commanded us. Asa lanu Hashem osus achil tzenu mitzvah. That's why Hashem performed miracles. So Rashi says that we're going to tell our children that Hashem took me out of Egypt bavor zeh, so I'll perform mitzvahs. And the Ibn Ezra just says that because of the mitzvahs that we performed, beginning with the mitzvahs that we performed in Egypt, that's why Hashem took us out, so that we would serve him. There's really a fundamental debate between the Rashbam's approach and Rashi's approach. According to the Rashbam, the mitzvos are an expression of Hakaras HaTov. In other words, when we perform the mitzvot, what are we saying? I'm doing this to express my gratitude. I'm doing this because of all the miracles Hashem that you performed for me. The mitzvot are an expression of Hakaras HaTov. According to Rashi, when we're doing the mitzvot, we're explaining that we left Egypt so that we performed the mitzvot. So the mitzvot, according to Rashi, are an understanding of the purpose as to why we were freed. Why we were freed. Is the focus on God or is the focus on man? According to Rashbam, the night of the Seder is a time where we focus on God, thanking God for what he did for us. According to Rashi, the focus on man, where we realize that Hashem took us out because we have a purpose, a goal. Do we look at the night of Pesach as the night when we celebrate freedom, when we celebrate a revolution of consciousness, a night of Zachar to give it Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, when we remember that we were slaves in Egypt, how slavery and oppression are wrong, and we thank Hashem for freeing us from slavery? Is it the night when we're focused on this universal value? Or maybe the night of Pesach is the night we celebrate purposeful living, that freedom itself is not an end to itself. The question is, what do we do with our freedom? Maybe it's the night when we focus on this particularistic goal, according to Rashi. So these are two ways to look at this view of we thanking God, expression of gratitude for the miracles, or is it a time that the miracle is thanking him for the universal value of freedom, or is it, no, this is about recognizing our purpose on the night of Pesach. But there's one more approach I'd like to share with you. And that is the approach of the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi points out, based on the famous Medrash that says that the Avos observe the Torah. The Pasuk on Vishmor Mishmarti, that it's in Parshas Toldos that Hashem tells Yitzchak that the Avos kept the Torah, and there are all these interpretations of what type of mitzvos, and there's a whole discussion if the Avos kept the mitzvos, how could Yaakov marry two wives, and this is a whole discussion amongst the Mefarshim. But there's a midrash that the Avos kept the whole Torah. So based on this, the Beis HaLevi makes the point. And he says that this whole section of Igat Labincha B'yom HaHuleymor is who's the Ben? Who's the son that we're talking to? So he says that we're talking about a Ben Gadol, Umaluma, Hayodein, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Venisim Shinatsu. We're talking about the son who's learned, who knows the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the miracles that were performed then. But he's starting to have his heart turned to the view of the heretics who say give reasons for mitzvos. And they find reasons to mitzvos and they say, oh, these reasons applied maybe 1,000 years ago, but they don't apply now. And therefore, we don't need to keep the mitzvah. This is like the group of reformers who are confused or mixed up in their understanding. They give a time to a mitzvah. They say the mitzvahs were applicable at a certain time for reasons they make up. Lo bizman is that, but not now. Orakbo so makam, only in that place. Lo mdin acheres, but not in a different place. So what does this have to do with Igat the Mincha B'yom HaLeymor? So he says the following. He says, Ikar Yisod Shel Mitzvah Lama Kachi HaMitzvah Einenu Bishvil Zeh. The main foundation of the mitzvah. So it's not because of Mashe Yob Mitzrayim. The main part of the mitzvahs of Pesach has nothing to do with the fact that we were in Egypt. The Torah came before everything. The Torah came before the Torah. The mitzvah of matzah preceded the historical event of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Avos kept the whole Torah before it was given. So Avraham Avinu kept Pesach even before there was Pesach. So Avraham ate matzah more than the 15th of Nisan. Even though it was before the exile of Egypt. It's not that these mitzvos arose from the redemption of Egypt. Rather, the effect is the opposite. The mitzvos, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Shish, B'layla, Azus, Nitzmecha, Gulas, Mitzvah, B'layla, Azus. That in the merit of the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror on this night, the redemption from Egypt sprouted on this night. V'zehu de meishiv l'harash al-chakirosa, v'gata b'incha b'yomahu le'mor, v'avur zeh asa Hashem li'mitzvah Mitzrayim. And this is a response to the wicked person who claims that the mitzvos are only time for a certain time, because you tell them, "Bavur zeh asa Hashem libetzeis Mitzrayim." Because of this mitzvah, Hashem did these miracles when I left Egypt. Lo amar lo bavur shiyatzasi Mitzrayim niyosa mitzvah. He didn't say that because I left Egypt I'm performing this mitzvah. Rak lehifuch, just the opposite. Bavur mitzvos elu nischadish lo nisiyatz Mitzrayim. Because of these mitzvos, the idea of Yisiyatz Mitzrayim was innovated. Vizel b'chol tami mitzvos. This has to do, and this is included in all the reasons of the mitzvos. Zelo b'shvila tam nasa mitzvah. It's not that the mitzvah came about because of a reason. Rach lehefach. Just the opposite. The vavur ha mitzvah ba'atam. That because of the mitzvah, then came a reason afterwards. V'nimtza da mitzvah ba'atzma ba'atzim yisod hi chukah. And that's why the mitzvah in itself is a chukah, is a statute. At the end of this section in the Torah says at the very end that after you should tell your kids, Bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, two psukim later, the Torah says, V'shamartas ha-chukah hazos l'modam yimimimim. You're going to observe this as a statute. What's a statute? The Beis HaLevi says, the avgav dehe mitzvos sichlios, even though they're logical mitzvos, she'chidish lo datam b'min mitzvah. That after, since the, you explain the reason that comes from the mitzvah, imkena mitzvah ba'atzma hi chuka v'kayam la'olam yamim yamima below hefsek. That the mitzvah itself, though, is a chok and it's established forever without any interruption. Gamshi yischadish eidz man shel yeshech hatamim hanodim. Even a time when the reasons don't seem to apply, the mitzvah is still a chok. It's still an everlasting statute. And this is a response to the Rasha. In other words, according to the Beis HaLevi, the Torah comes first, and Hashem created miracles to enhance the mitzvos. The mitzvos are eternal. They're not dependent on any historical event. The story was added afterwards to color the mitzvos. Put another way, the mitzvos of Pesach did not stem from redemption. Rather, redemption was a time when we gained a deeper connection to Hashem through the observance of these mitzvos because of the miracles that Hashem performed. That's what we tell our son, V'gat l'bincha. You should observe these mitzvos as everlasting statutes, v'shamart sachukah zos, and don't condition their observance to any particular reason. In sum, there are three different types of redemption which took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Rashbam, the universal goal of freedom. We're thanking God for the freedom, Akaras HaTov. Rashi, we built a relationship with Hashem. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about now that we are free, but for that, so that we live a life of mitzvah observance and build a relationship with Hashem. And the Beis HaLevi explains that what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches us that the observance of mitzvahs will give rise to a narrative. If in the schus of this mitzvah, if we keep the mitzvos of matzah and Pesach and Maror, Hashem will create a narrative to enhance the observance of the mitzvos. And perhaps related to this, you know, Rav Lichtenstein once said, like, how do you believe in Hashem? How do you feel connected to Hashem? What if you just don't feel it? So Rav Lichtenstein said, the source of faith is faith itself. When we work on the mitzvah of believing in Hashem and davening to Hashem, and God willing, hopefully a narrative will be created, we will feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three different approaches for Yetzias Mitzrayim, for Bavur Zeh, the Rashbam, Rashi, and the Beis HaLevi.